Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone. Once again, to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And today is a very momentous day of May 15th. Now, as I spoke about it on my last week's program, besides being a brand new moon today, and as many of you know, when it's a new moon, it ushers in new, fresh starts and new beginnings for us. But also, the planet of Uranus will make a radical shift into Taurus. That hasn't done this for 7 years. This is a really big deal, as it will shift the entire course of many people's lives as to where they're going. Things like out of the blue job offers, out of the blue business opportunities that will involve moving out of town, moving out of state, even opportunities for you to work and advance your career overseas. Ready or not, something radical is about to happen for many of us, as Uranus is the lovely planet of the unexpected. And it is doing its best to make things happen for our greatest good and our greatest good of all concern. Now, we all do have free will, and we don't have to step forward. But the Posse of Angels is saying, change, allow yourself to be changed, change or be changed. So do expect the unexpected. I'd also like to start the show with reading out this lovely email that I received from a longtime listener. And she writes, "Hello, Candy. I just listened to your radio show about soul contracts, and I cannot thank you enough and your Posse of Angels. As I was listening, I felt like you were speaking directly to me and were helping me remember all of the things for myself. I am so appreciative for your show, for your spirit. Listening to your show always makes me feel like I am home with a capital H for the time being. It's a beautiful show, and the information is always just right for me. So thank you for your loving support for all of us, and do have a great day. And that's from Mandy Arwin. Thank you so much, Mandy, for all your love and for being. So let's have Maze. Today we're going to speak about the afterlife, heaven, and our one true home. With the Posse of Angels choosing the theme for these shows in May to be about heaven and the afterlife, this week's program certainly garnered much attention, with the Posse of Angels speaking about how we all wrote soul contracts for our physical lives before incarnating. Having shared this information, helping us remember how we partnered with the Etheric Council to write our contract in our Book of Life, the Posse of Angels want to give us an overall outline of the journey that we all get to take from the physical to our non-physical state when we cross over, and to paint a very clear picture for us what it is actually like to exist in the afterlife, heaven, or home, or whatever the choice of words that you use for the non-physical. We're going to be speaking about that journey that we all get to take. And by the way, I describe that perfectly in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which, by the way, can be purchased on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can purchase it on Amazon. Now, the famous doctor, Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, she was a Swiss-born psychiatrist and an author, very famous author who gained international recognition for her work on death and dying. And this is her quote. She said that death is simply a shedding of the physical body, like a butterfly shedding its cocoon. It is a transition to a higher state of consciousness where one continues to perceive, to understand, to laugh, and to be able to grow. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that when death is upon us, there's an inbuilt instinct to fight to live. This is non-negotiable on any level. It's an automatic response, similar to a fight or flight response. Now, the reason we fight to stay alive is because it is absolutely inconceivable to the conscious mind that any other reality could possibly exist besides the earth world of physical matter bounded by linear space and time. We are used to it because physical matter is all that we've ever known. We've been trained and taught since birth to wear this body in order to live and thrive in a physical world. And we know ourselves to be who we are by the external world and the external stimuli which we receive. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that when we cross over, we are still alive. We're very much alive. It's difficult because we no longer are wearing our earth suit or our body, which is very dense. And it's the only valid indicator of what constituted life for us. You know, once we shed our earth suit or physical body at the moment of death, there's a step up in energy. There's actually an increase in speed, as if we're suddenly vibrating faster than before. Now, let's use a radio as an analogy. You've lived all your life at a certain radio frequency, when suddenly you shed your dense earth suit. This allows your vibrational energy to shift to another higher wavelength. The original frequency where you once existed, well, it's still there. It didn't change. You changed because you let go of this dense physical body. And quite frankly, you cannot exist and coexist forever where you do not belong, and everything is energy. You shift frequencies in dying as you switch over to a life on another wavelength. Quite frankly, you don't die when you die. You merely shift your consciousness and your speed of vibration. You know, when you think about it, that's all death really is. It's a shift in vibration. In fact, you know, if you expect to die when you cross over, boy, will you be disappointed. The only thing you will lose in death is your body. And you're not your body. Think of your body like a car. Your body is that vehicle that drives your soul around. You know, I've owned approximately 6 or 7 cars over my lifetime. I've traded them in when they've started to wear out. You know, your body is the same. Something you trade in when it starts to wear out. The wearing out can be physically or emotionally wearing out, you know, like people get older when they age, or the wearing out can mean that one comes to the end of their contract when it is time to exit their physical incarnation. You know, everyone, during death, your heart stops, your body goes limp, you lose your sight, feeling and movement. And while no air flows in and out, and we physically stop breathing, we are still alive. In fact, it is so much easier, more comfortable, and more natural not to breathe than it is to breathe when you're in the non-physical. Yet with all of this, we become very much aware that we still exist. You know, I recently watched the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, and in the specials, they interviewed several mediums like James Van Prague, and they said that what happens after we die is accurately depicted in this movie. You know, immediately upon death, we look at our body, or our non-physical spirit looks at our body, and we don't quite know what has happened to us, but it is very strange as we know that we still exist. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that's why so many people are met by angels and spirit guides to help them understand what happened to them at the moment they cross over. Now, just on a very important note here about our senses of sight, touch, taste, and smell, these will all cease upon death, but this is not the same for our sense of hearing. If you're in a room with somebody who is dying, crossing over, and the nurse or the doctor declares them deceased, please don't say something like, "Phew, I'm glad that's over. Now I can go shop the Memorial Day sales," because the person will hear it, for our hearing is the last of our senses to go. Now, the Posse of Angels also wishes to remind us that at the moment of death, there is no pain. There's only this blissful, peaceful silence, this quiet. They're assuring us that those who have died in accidents and horrific events, that right before that experience, the soul is removed from the body, and they do not experience the pain. Also, those people who have been ill and are suddenly returned to perfect health and are pain-free, they experience all of their ailments and all of their illnesses disappear. You know, my dad crossed over 2 years ago after 5 years being in a very debilitated body after he had a stroke. And as soon as he was out of that body, I'm just getting shivers all over, he's here now, he was like the Tasmanian devil. He was whirring all over the place, and he was so excited, conveying to me how happy he was out of that that very ill body that he was suffering in. You know, Helen Keller, who was born blind and deaf, she said, "Death is no more than passing from one room into another. But you know what? There's a difference for me, because in that other room, I shall be able to see. There have been many, many research studies on people who have been blind from birth, who have had near-death experiences, and while in surgery and on their return to their physical body, they've reported that their sight was not only restored, but they detailed with amazing accuracy the utensils worn, who was in the room, and what the surgery room looked like. Just like we become pain-free when we cross over, we can choose our appearance when we cross over, including our age, our ethnicity, or our gender. Another wonderful movie that comes to mind that depicts heaven is the movie with Robin Williams, What Dreams May Come. And he meets his daughter in heaven. I'm not going to tell him any more about it, but he meets his daughter in heaven. And she chooses to be a different ethnicity because she feels more pretty when she takes on this outward guise of being of this particular culture. You know, we can look exactly how we desire when we are in spirit because we lose the limitations of physical density. We are just and merely energy. As everything is energy, we are free to utilize it and can portray that energy as a ball of light or human form. I've said quite a number of times that since my angelic walk-in, which I speak about, by the way, on my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. It's my autobiography. And this can be purchased on Angel Healing House website as well, and also on Amazon. I do remember being across the veil, and I am over 6 feet tall. I'm about 6 foot. And then the number that comes to mind is 6 foot seven. I'm this huge, tall shard of light. And with this memory, it's a bit difficult being in a shorter human body, which I'm very grateful for, coming back here and to be able to present radio programs and do the things that I do. But we can portray ourselves when we're across the veil in whatever energy form that we choose. When we write our soul contracts, as I discussed in last week's Angel Healing House radio program, we choose certain characteristics for our earthly life to help us learn lessons. Now, for example, by choosing to carry extra weight or being overly short or tall or appear a certain way, we are challenged to love ourselves for who we truly are and not what our physical appearance may be. Perhaps by being comfortable with our appearance is very important. For instance, for a long time, the former soul had brown curly hair, and I know when I'm across the veil, I have blonde hair. I feel more me when I have blonde straight hair, and it's just this feeling of being comfortable with who you are, and you can change. You can change your appearance when you are in non-physical form. Now, another note here on our appearance is that the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that without our physical body, there is no more cellulite. There's no more wrinkles, dandruff, droopy breasts. There's no love handles, being too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, too wide, too curly, too straight, plagued by plaque, acne, bad breath, the heartbreak of psoriasis or baldness or anything else. When we cross over, there's nothing to feed, there's nothing to empty, there's nothing to wipe, and there's nothing to maintain. You know, there is an interesting note on our appearance in heaven. Many souls choose to appear around the ages of 25 to 30, or maybe a little bit younger, a little bit older. And the reason for this is that the time they were in the prime of their life was around this time. They were healthy, they were fit, they were young. Now, the exception to this is when souls cross over from the physical to the non-physical and they have their reunion or welcome home parties to meet family and relatives who've already crossed over. A soul will often then take on the appearance that the newly arrived soul in heaven can recognize and remembers that person as their grandparent or their or an older family friend or friend that they knew. In understanding that we are just energy and that we affect and are affected by all other energies, we then can choose to manifest whatever we desire with our thoughts. When we are across the veil, we can choose where to live. We can choose in what country, ocean or mountains, what type of homes, big or small, lavish, opulent in mansions, or in a tent in the wilderness. And we can change. You know, I write about in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And when I finish with my human incarnations, or when I finished with my human incarnation, I often went to my Italian villa with its sunflowers and its beautiful cypress pines. And then another lifetime, I chose to be in my Victorian home near the sea. It is simply energy, and we all can choose where we want to live. Now, having chosen our appearance and where we would like to live, we can choose then whatever we would love and makes our hearts sing. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that while many of these things that they've discussed have to do with our individual soul, when we cross over, we really do understand ourselves as multidimensional beings, and we start to grasp the utter expansiveness of not only the universe, but ourselves as part of that vast universe, as we are no longer constrained by space and time. Now, the biggest surprise for most people in dying is to realize that dying, physical dying, is simply not the end. And whether we each individually are then met by spirit guides or angels, whether we experience a tunnel or going to a bright white light, whether that experience is a positive or negative, it pales in comparison to the biggest surprise of all, which is that you will realize that you are still who you are. You know, when you cross over, you can still think, you can still remember, you can still joke. You know, my ex-father-in-law, well, the former soul's ex-father-in-law, is the biggest crack-up. He's still smoking cigars, and he's still, as he said, he's still charming the ladies exactly as he did when he was alive on the earth place. When we pass away, shuffle off this mortal coil, you know, our experience will depend solely on what we believe. If you believe that you will meet God, then you will meet God. If you believe you'll meet Jesus, Buddha, your spirit guides, or a heavenly band of angels, that is what you will manifest for you. If you believe that you're going to hell, and there will be fire and brimstone and all kinds of horrific things, then that is what will manifest for you. It will match the energies that you're holding. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all that everything is only energy, and that whatever beliefs you choose to hold on to and perpetuate will simply exist. You know, everyone, when we cross over, it's like passing from one room to another. Those like myself who have had near-death experiences can identify fully with the Bible saying, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions." And because we carry God within us, it's up to us how we're going to furnish our mansion. If we furnish it with things like forgiveness, generosity, kindness, love, compassion, unity, acceptance, then we know exactly what our first experience will be, awakening across the veil, as we will experience those same things. Yet, if we carry with us corruption, judgment, hatred, racism, greed, control, then those things must be met with the same energy forms that we created them. This is simply a case of like attracting like, energy resonating at its own level. So when we cross over, we each individually enter different dimensions depending on the vibrational frequency that we hold inside. Now, the Posse of Angels is chiming in and reminding us about that word hell. They're assuring us that the only hell that there is the hell that we make for ourselves. The earth. What some people refer to as hell is the darker planes of heaven, where that's the level that is closest to the earth plane. And it is. It is dark and it's murky and it doesn't have a lot of light because it's reflecting the darkness that is in those souls. You know, we can stay in those dark, murky planes, which is not very lovely, but as long as we choose. But if we want to then transmute that into light, we have to come back and we have to live lives in which we can then transmute the darkness which is inside of us. You know, in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I share with readers that the different levels in the afterlife where we continue to create and passionately express ourselves. You know, everyone, when death is upon us, we do have the choice as to how we feel about it. We can accept it or be happy about opening up to the next part of our soul's growth. Or we can be like Woody Allen, who says, I'm not afraid of death. It's just that I don't want to be there when it happens. However we choose to feel about death, know full well that this death, supposed death, when we cross over, is certainly not the end point. Rather than an end point, it's the realization of our purpose in creation's story. It's how we fit in and what possibilities we have for future growth and learning more. We do not leave our physical incarnation until we are ready for our next advancement, either in the world of physical form or another dimension beyond this. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we return, I will be taking some of your calls for that free angel advice, free angel readings with myself and my lovely, wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. If you'd like a free angel reading or to discuss this wonderful topic, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to take a quick break and we will come back soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Claire Candy Hoff on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays. That's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely Transformation Talk Radio. And I didn't get a chance to do an animal card in the first part of the show, so I quickly chose one, and I wasn't surprised at all when Eagle flew in. Whoosh! There we go. There's the eagle has come to visit us. An eagle swooped in to help us see our lives from a much wider and different perspective. Eagle enables us to make decisions and chart the course of our lives with a more expansive vision of how we can serve. And really, truly, this card is perfect for so many of us on this momentous day of this Uranus into Taurus transit, because today we'll start to bring in opportunities and connections for us to step forward in a larger, more public way to be seen and heard and supported and promoted. You know, Eagle does give us a sense of purpose and courage to step forward, to venture into new, fresh areas. And the Eagle also has us aligning with confidence and faith that if we are presented with an opportunity, then we have all the wherewithal to be able to do it. And with this new moon today, Eagle helps us to renew and also rejuvenate ourselves and be ready to dive into the fulfillment of our dreams. So thank you so much, Eagle, for swooping in and giving us an added boost of courage and faith on what is coming to us, because we co-created it, and we will have the wherewithal to be able to do it. So, whoosh, there goes Eagle. Thank you for coming in and giving us that message. Let's go to our phone lines. We have a few callers waiting. Remember, if you'd like to call in for a free angel reading, you can always call in on 1-800-930-2819. Our first caller is Melanie from Cleveland. Melanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Good, Candy. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to hear your voice.
Lovely to hear your voice, too. I'm actually home from work today with a couple of appointments, and I thought, am I going to get lucky enough to talk to her?
Well, there you go. So what's happening in your world?
Well, what an appropriate topic of talking about transformations and one life to another. You know, the past year I've suffered with a foot injury, which I thought was a million other things, only to find out after going to a chiropractor my back was out of alignment.
Oh.
But it was very debilitating. I couldn't walk. I couldn't exercise anymore. And it changed my body. It changed me into someone over a year's time I didn't recognize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding now that I'm finally healing, that my back is healing, my foot is healing, because that was actually miraculous. I see that I'm still emotionally, not struggling, but I think getting right with where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
And I think it's, I couldn't do anything. I had to be more reliant on people. I had to ask people for help, which was always challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a lot of lessons in really not being able to do what I always did. And one of them is so silly is I couldn't even walk fast and I couldn't walk far. I was
right.
So limited. And when I finally started healing, oh my gosh, I was walking through the grocery like, whoa, look at me. I'm going down the aisle. Like I was so aware of what my body was doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, having to really become conscious again to what was happening to me. So now it's I'm a little afraid to start really exercising and getting the highest version of my body back.
Uh-huh.
Not emotionally, but there's just something that's not, I don't know if I want to say clicking. I have been more stressed out at thinner weights, you know, at more attractive looking weights even than I am now. Like now I feel so confident where I am. But
right.
I also know it's time to get fit and to be where I should be.
Exactly.
Because, you know, even things like being flexible, it's like, okay, it's time to get there. And I still find myself in a neutral gear. And I don't know if it's a fear of getting hurt again. I don't think that's the primary, because I know now how to fix it. I really thought that was going to be the rest of my life, and it was getting depressing.
Yes.
I was treating the wrong symptom. I was treating the symptoms, not the problem, was what was happening. And now that I figure out what the problem is, there's probably more of an emotional problem or something a little bigger that I can't put my finger on right now to get me moving forward.
Okay. Okay. Now, the Posse of Angels are saying that the thing that is causing the most problem with problem at the moment is your expectation and your attachment as to what your weight should be or has to be or things like that. If you can shift that and if you can say that, all my goal now is to oxygenate my body and to move my lymphatic system and my circulatory system. What they're saying for you, if you can do, if you can walk 3 times a week for like 20 to 30 minutes, and now that the spring is here, set an intention before you walk. Okay, they're saying they're showing me you in front of a video working out, like to a workout video, and they're saying that this will only depress you. Don't go there immediately. Start out by walking 3 times a week for 20, 30 minutes, but they're saying, beloved Melanie, set your intention before you go out. To ask them, please show me the magic on my walk. And so you're walking for your health, you're naturally deep breathing, you're naturally moving your body, and your circulatory system and your lymphatic system are benefiting from it, but you are engaged in looking for the magic. And they are saying that when you do this, you will not only find the magic, but that kind of excited, anticipating energy is going to feed your cells, is going to improve your immune system, and the time will just, it'll be like a time out of no time. So if you can start this and do it pretty regularly, choose a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or choose a Tuesday, Thursday, or you can choose 3 days in a row. It's better to have a break in between. You can do it. You'll probably love it so much, finding the magic, that you will do it more often. But if you can establish this, then once you build this up for a while, then the body will be then a little bit more energized and comfortable in doing a workout video, in joining a class, or doing something like that. But it's that initial movement. See, a lot of people, they just don't reach their goals because they go, okay, I'm going to buy, $150 workout package, or, buy it now for $39.99 or whatever. And it's just too much for them. Immediately, it's just too much stress on the body, and simply walking will get your body used to moving again, which is the most important thing. They also brought up swimming. Swimming is probably one of the most extraordinary things that we can do, or exercises in the water, because it takes the emphasis or the pressure off the joints, and moves the whole body. So those are two pretty good suggestions from the Posse of Angels. But they're saying that that the thing that will help you the most is to take your expectations and attachments off of what you think you should have looked like by now, or what you think should have happened. Your first card is the Chariot. That's the movement card.
There we go.
Isn't that funny? And that it does look like an eagle, whatever. It's just pulling this chariot, or some kind of bird. But this is the movement card. This is you stepping in to not only the movement for your physical body, but this will be the movement also for the spiritual things that you want to do or other movement in your life. Could be that movement, getting that movement towards relationships and things like that. The next card coming out for you is the Six of Pentacles. And it was really funny because when you started speaking, what I wrote down was giving and receiving. This is the giving and receiving card. And it was very important for you to learn in this lifetime. See, you've had lots of lifetimes where you've been able to give to people. You've had lots of lives as royalty or lives of, you know, very wealthy or materialistic lives, they're saying. But and now you are choosing to wear the hat where you've chosen this, and now people need to give, you're allowing people to give to you. So this is a lesson in you receiving. And they're saying, you learned the lesson very well. So that was an important part of that as well. And isn't that funny? I was speaking about death. This is the transformation card. This is the death card.
Mm.
So, and out of this read, out of these three cards, you've got two major arcana cards. So this really is a penny dropping moment for you. That, you know, you really did understand the very important spiritual lessons that you needed to learn from this. But you're only going to go from strength to strength now because, you know, you're prepared now to just get out there in your physical earth suit, your body, and move that. Because, quite frankly, I tell a lot of my clients that you know, they live in the etheric, you know, they're only attached to that, the spiritual realm. And I said, in order to materialize and manifest things in the material world, we have to be totally in our bodies. So that'll help tremendously by taking those walks and looking for the magic. So I hope that's helpful for you, Mel.
Oh, that was wonderful. I think that was my big issue that I'm sitting here and I know what the goal is and I really know how to get to the goal. Mm-hmm. But I know how overwhelming it is, and I think it's what's been keeping me from just taking a walk.
Just take a walk.
Step. And just and I've done that. And I think I've been, because being so fit before and now switching to cramping when I'm tying my shoe, you know, it was a life changer, really. I mean, and I know people have worse off than I do, but for me, you know, not being able to be mobile was really devastating. So it's taking the first step and knowing that it's, you know, it's going to take a lot of steps.
Yeah, but then again, it's the journey. It is not the destination.
It is.
So as long we can be stepping and then open to the magic happening for us. So I'm wishing you so much joy in following the magic and experiencing that. And I'm sending you lots of love.
Thanks. Love right back to you. Have a wonderful day.
Take care, Melanie. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Melanie. And great, great message in that call. I often say that the messages are not only for that person, myself, but everyone, that just take that first step. Just take that first step, and then that will lead to another baby step. And that's all of life. That's all that life is. Let's go to our next caller. We have Julia in Florida. Ooh. Julia, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am very well. So what's happening in your world?
Well, I know we just had a big change in our astrology with Uranus going into Taurus. So I was just wanting to check in with the angels, kind of how this is going to affect my life and kind of what changes are coming up for me.
Okay. Well, they're saying that they don't want to tell tales out of school, meaning that they want you to be surprised, but you are picking up that there will be some major changes in your life. Now they're saying let me just ask them, is this, relationship wise? They're saying that this is not only going to be in relationships, but is this going to be work-wise. They're saying this is work-wise as well. So the best thing that you can do is to drop all expectations and attachments as to how this is going to come in. But they want you to know that it's going to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. It's what it's actually doing, Julia. It's taking all of those skills and all of those things, spiritual lessons and your spiritual knowledge and your skills and all of that, and it's tweaking it. And so we're going to actually adore coming in for you. They're saying it's most probably not going to be in the way that you think it's going to come in, and it certainly wouldn't be in an area or not an area, but in the package that you would have, you know, co-create that you would have created with a limited way of thinking about it. But it is something that you're going to love doing. You're going to absolutely love doing this. And they're saying the only way that this was able to come to you or will come to you is because you've surrendered. You've surrendered your expectations as to what this thing has to look like. Did you end up moving?
Not yet. I'm still planning to do that, hopefully by this summer at the latest.
Okay, so that they're saying that the more that you can attend to that and the more that gets set in place, the more these other things will fall into place very easily. The first card that comes out for you is the Seven of Wands. The Seven of Wands is rising above difficulties card, or sometimes it's the competition card, but really we know we don't have competition. So this is you. This is you finally saying, what is important to me? What is what means the most to me? And not trying to figure life out so much, but being inspired and taking inspired action towards it, which is a beautiful place to be, because then we live only from our hearts. You know, we don't allow anything else to stop us from doing things. And what it actually does, it helps us in every moment to co-create and work with the universe. The next card for you that's come out is, I'm not surprised, it's the Wheel of Fortune card. Now, this is a confirmation that the wheel is turning in your favor because you are following those signs, because you are taking inspired action. They want you to know that, they also want you to know is not to hurry things, because things can't be hurried. They're working out in God's timing. So be diligent, take inspired action, and I don't know if you're getting excited, but they want you to get excited about this move, because, you know, a lot of doors will open for you as a result of this move. So I love that Wheel of Fortune card, which it's definitely turning in your favor. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Cups. This is a card of harmony. It's a card of joy. It's a card of, you know, yes, it's in the cups are all to do with love and filling up our cup. But this is also going to be a very healing move for you on so many different levels. Because it's kind of like the culmination of all that you've been working towards. And really, they want you to know, Julia, and everyone else to know, that we, those of us enlightened and conscious, are stepping into the third part of our mission, which is allowing ourselves to be, and working from that instead of doing and pushing. And also, when we allow ourselves to be, we allow ourselves the full scope of who we are. And then we really start to fall in love with ourselves. And it's very, very healing. So I hope all that's been helpful for you. And I'm very excited. Please do call in and keep us informed as to where you're going and what things are happening.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I just love to be able to get that little inspiration and upliftment. Sometimes I just need a little, you know, a little angel lift. So thank you.
well, you know why it's happening. It's everyone not telling tales out of school. Julie is a longtime listener, and we have been through some interesting things together, especially before transformation when I was on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm just getting shivers all over. The angels are dancing for you because you've been through so many twists and turns and so much transmutation and transformation in your life, and they're heralding you. They really are patting you on the back and saying, Julia, you give yourself credit for all that you've been through and how far you've come. So lots of love, lots of kisses, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Okay, thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got time for, let's see, we've got time for Stephanie. Stephanie in New York, you're online with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm still having ongoing health issues. Like, I'm on my third week of my period again. So I'm getting concerned, and I was thinking about trying to see a doctor, maybe a functional medicine doctor, to see if that would help. And I was hoping for some guidance about, you know, what the angels thought, if they think I should go back to the person I went to a year ago, or if I should try the place. There's a place that's, that gave a talk I went to last week that's near where I live, or there's someone upstate who's also a gynecologist. Like, I'm not sure who would have the right approach or knowledge.
They like the middle one. When you were saying the different things that would be beneficial, they liked the one that was close to home.
That's what I thought.
They said, please pursue that.
Okay.
Try not so much to try to figure this out. You know, as to, you know, the house or the whatever, but they're saying it would be of most benefit out of those three to pursue the second one.
That's what I thought. The only thing I was concerned about was my cousin works there, and I didn't know if that would be weird.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you could go there, and then your cousin could get moved on to another job, or that they could move out of state, or that's not for you to control. All you can control, and this is for everyone and myself too, is they deliver the message, and don't try to figure it out. Just do it,
one of the other things was I felt uncomfortable there, which I was surprised at, but I didn't know if that was just me and my stuff or if it was just like a message, but I was so uncomfortable during the talk. So don't worry about that.
Also, because you had jumped up to your linear logical mind, you know, which only, you know, goes so far. You were looking at it, not through fear, but thinking, oh, this is going to be uncomfortable because of this and that. And that, you know, that really does, affect then our, ability to discern, those messages and those signs coming in for us. Let's go to the cards and, with Beth. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, and they had an Instagram contest last week where they were offering, the first assessment. So I did apply for that. I haven't heard who they want, you know. And also, people who work there get free care also through them. So I also applied for a job there, but I haven't even heard a thank you for applying.
Okay.
So I was wondering, you know, just because of the finances, if either one of those would work out.
they're saying yes to your question about either of those working out. So I only have about 2 minutes left. Let me go to the cards. The first card that's come out for you is the Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords is the action card. And they're saying, yes, please do take that action towards the second one of that place that that you live closer to. The next one is the King of Cups. King of Cups is reminding you to connect with that love inside of you. This could be also a gentleman that you meet there. Pertinent in for you as well. And the next one is the Celebration card. This is the Four of Wands. You've certainly done your research and you've made a lot of changes in your life. So they're saying by taking that inspired action and allowing things to unfold and not trying to figure them out so much, this is going to bring you a reason to celebrate. So I get a really good feeling about the second one, and for you just to keep pursuing that. I've got to go, Stephanie. I hope that's been helpful for you.
I just had one quick question. So if the job thing, which would include healthcare, is the way to go, do they think I should contact them again and be like, oh, hey, did you get it? Or just wait and see what happens?
No, they're saying there's no harm in sending up a follow-up email. Hi, just wanted to make sure it didn't get lost in cyberspace, and you know, just following up, and that's it, you know, and that's what you can do. All right.
Okay.
Have a beautiful day. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to my callers. Thank you to everyone who is listening, recommending, and referring the show to others. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio, of course. And if you're interested in my beautiful books, in I Am an Angelic Walk-In, my autobiography about my angelic walk-in experience, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which is actually the prequel to I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and the book about my two near-death experiences, Angels of Faith. Please do go on the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And as always, please remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I really do look forward to speaking with you all again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.